This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Brian from Issaquah is. Brian, are you there?
I am.
Brian, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was.
Oh, yeah. Son of a bitch.
Do you think you remember?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. I love this confidence. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the common name for dried plums?
Prunes.
Correct. Mike McCarthy is the head coach for what NFL team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. What is the opposite of matter?
Antimatter.
Yes. What a bar song singer will be headlining the Lions Thanksgiving halftime show?
Shaboozy.
You know it. What kind of animal is Rosita in the animated movie Sing?
Pig.
Yes. The Bermuda Triangle is located in which ocean?
Atlantic.
Yes. How many total teeth does an adult human have?
32.
Correct. According to Google, candy canes are said to have originated in what country?
Britain.
No.
America.
No.
Denmark.
No. The show Breaking Bad takes place in what U.S. state?
New Mexico.
Correct. Prince released Purple Rain in what 80s year?
82, 83, 84.
Correct. Brian, you whipped through those super fast. Yay! And you got 9? Correct.
Slow clap.
Ah, yeah. And I got to ask, did the cheat sheet help?
Yeah, it did. I did not know Shaboozy.
You know what? I am so glad you were listening because I don't really know many people that would know. I was surprised to find that fun fact out. But don't say anything because Steve is in here. Steve?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Ah, yes.
What is the common name for dried plums?
Dates?
No.
Prunes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy is the head coach for what NFL team?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
For not long, I bet, though.
What is the opposite of matter?
Never.
No.
Antimatter.
Wow. Yes. What a bar song singer will be headlining the
Shaboozy.
Lions Thanksgiving. Wow. Okay. Correct.
I only know that because of you guys.
What kind of animal is Rosita in the animated movie Sing?
I don't know. Animal, a dog.
No.
A cat.
No.
A monkey.
No. The Bermuda Triangle is located in which ocean?
Atlantic.
Correct. How many total teeth does an adult human have?
32.
Wow, yes. According to Google, candy canes are said to have originated in what country?
The North Pole.
No.
Canada?
No.
America?
No. The show Breaking Bad takes place in what U.S. state?
New Mexico.
You know it. Prince released Purple Rain in what 80s year?
83.
No.
84.
Correct. Steve, you did good. You got 8 correct, but that's not good enough. 8 to 9. Congrats, Brian. Woo!
Nice job, Brian.
Thank you. Got you this time. We tied last time.
Son of a. And
it would have been a tie if he hadn't listened to the cheat sheet because he did not know Shaboozy without Taryn helping him out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes. You should have listened and you would have won or tied again because Kind of Pig that Rosita is the animated movie Sing, he knew was a pig.
Oh, I don't even know what Sing is.
I don't either.
Is it a Disney movie?
No, it's one, I think.
Pixar?
DreamWorks or something. But it's essentially just like animals doing or singing.
Yeah.
Like popular songs.
That sounds
pretty
creative.
Much.
Oh, I bet you Tatum would love it.
She probably would. You'd probably hate it.
I'm right now enjoying watching The Floor is Lava with it, so I won't introduce that until we're done with that show.
One thing
and
at a time.
Does anyone know candy canes are said to have originated in which country?
Germany.
What? Yes. How did you know that?
It was just a guess because I was thinking about like Krampus and all that. And don't they do, isn't that where they do a lot of the big Krampus parades is in Germany?
I have no idea.
I don't know. It was just where my brain went.
Wow. Well, I am impressed.
I respect that your brain went to a weird place.
Steve's usually goes there.
Yeah,
so.
That's usually how I figure things out. And it really doesn't make any sense, but for my brain, it did.
Well, there. Look at that.
Look at that.
Well, you still lost, Steve, so congrats.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon is insane.
Yeah.
He's really doing the research now.
I mean, she voices a character, yes.
She's Rosita.
Oh, she's the pig.
Jesus.
Wow.
I haven't seen it either, okay? It was just a question.
Live Night is coming back December 13th, and we're going to be at Showbox Soto, and you could play Beat Migs live in front of an audience.
And typically, I do not do very well when I'm out of my element. So you have a very good chance of beating me at Live Night.
Yeah, everything is live, and you can get your tickets now by heading over to KISW.com. They start at just $35, Rockaholics. We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put brand new warm winter coats on local children all across Washington through Coats for Kids. Now, how can you help? We're going to chat with firefighter Dean Shelton after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
You know, around these parts, we are all about rockaholics helping rockaholics. But this time of year, we're all about helping out the junior rockaholics. And we've got Dean Shelton from the Washington State Council of Firefighters on to talk about Coats for Kids, which we have just kicked off this week. Good morning, Dean. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys once again for having us on your show. Appreciate it.
So we are looking to put 2,500 kids in brand new warm winter coats, and it's a $20 donation that can do that. You have been present for some of the opportunities to distribute these coats to these kids in need. What is that like, Dean?
Yeah, you know what? As a vice president of the Washington State Council of Firefighters and the Firefighters Union, you know, it's been an amazing program over the years for us. You know, we're going back now probably 15 years. In which firefighters from all over the state of Washington, you know, get this great opportunity to not only engage in our community as first responders, but also engage with our kids, you know, that are in their schools and put these coats on kids who may or may not have ever had a brand new coat or wow. or may not have a warm coat. So, you know, it's just a great opportunity for us to really engage, you know, obviously create relationships with the teachers, create relationships, you know, with the kids. And just really build stronger communities.
And I do want to give a shout out to some of our rockaholics who have already stepped up early in our quest to hit $50,000, which is our goal this year. And I know in the past we've done it, and hopefully our rockaholics can help us make it happen once again. And thanks to people like us, Sonia Olson, who just donated $20, and $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. But any amount helps. Like Stephanie Allen donated $200. Christopher Holtzberg donated $100, and there's so many rockaholics that have already started donating, but we're far away from our $50,000 goal. But like I saw on the website, and I think it's something that would be good to talk about, is just how it not only helps keep them warm, but also the confidence and the self-confidence and show up into school with a brand new coat is a big part of, I think, why it's so awesome to do this for the kids.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just no doubt that there's already enough pressures on our kids.
Yeah.
When they step into the school, and one of the last things we need is for a kid to feel left out, like to feel like that they don't belong, you know. And as firefighters, we know what that feels like to, you know, really, you know, we have people, we represent people, you know, from all different backgrounds, right? From people that came from, you know, lesser backgrounds to stronger backgrounds, and we blend that and we create a team, and that's what we're trying to do in the school. And you know, when you give a kid a new coat, you're helping build that team, right? You're building that kid's confidence. You're building that ability for them to learn. You're building for them to belong. And I think that's really important for us in this day and age when we watch, you know, our communities and how they interact and how we interact as humans together. So anything we can do to help that, you know, again, we know that education is the foundation for strong communities. And, you know, if we can contribute to that, we're going to be part of that. We're really excited about it.
Well, with an estimated 300,000 children living in poverty in the state of Washington, this is a great opportunity for us to not only help out those kids, but their families, too, so that they can, hang on to those critical funds that they may have to be able to pay the bills, put food on the table, all of that. So if we can give the gift of a warm winter coat, it's a huge relief for those families.
And Dean, this might be a strange question or just a weird question, but is there an interaction with a family or a kid that you just always remember that sticks in your head over the years of doing this?
Yeah, I think, Steve, I'm glad you asked that. You know, for us, a lot of times the teachers are great. The teachers generally will have their kids after we've been there, obviously send thank yous. And it's pretty amazing what kids can draw or color or create. And it really is touching when we see some of these cards that come back to us where the kid has drawn, them in their brand new coat and just the confidence that they have. So although there's probably, again, if you look at, the 120 locals in our state, and the locals that are contributing in this program and doing coats for kids in their communities, everybody probably has a story of a kid here that they touched or a kid here that they actually made a difference in. But those letters and those thank you cards really, really show the true sentiment that a lot of these kids have when they get that new coat. And you can just see it in their drawing. You can see it in their creativity. And it's awesome when we receive those.
Dean Shelton, big thank you to you and the Washington State Council of Firefighters for doing everything that you guys do with Operation Warm. Coats for Kids is back, Rockaholics, and you can make your donation by heading over to KISW.com.
Thank you so much, Dean.
Hey, I appreciate you. You and your listeners, the Rockaholics, are awesome. Every year we've been doing this now a few years. I know we're getting close to that almost $1 million mark, I'm pretty sure, as far as how much you guys have done. On behalf of the Washington State Council of Firefighters, President Dennis Lawson, Secretary Treasurer Greg Markley, and the rest of my executive board, we couldn't do this program without KSW and the Rockaholics, and we can't emphasize that they're part of this community. So although the firefighters get the credit for putting the coats on the kids, it really is a joint effort by so many people to do such great work, and I just want to say thank you to you both and your listeners, because it really is an amazing program that we're excited to be part of.
Dean, we love you, man, and we're hoping that we're going to hit that 50,000 this year as well.
All right, love you guys too, and definitely have happy holidays, and thanks, Rockaholics.
We'll have to talk soon. Yeah, take care.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, Lamar Odom just did an interview where he was talking about the doll that was made to look like his ex.
Oh my gosh.
The internet has plenty of opinions to share about this, so we are going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Lamar Odom shared an update on his relationship with his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian, in a recent interview on the We're Out of Time podcast. And although they no longer speak, he says she still cares.
Like, when you're really thinking about it, like a doll?
Yeah.
But then you think about, like, mental health and how important that is, not just in today's time, but from the beginning of time.
A
Well, yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
So he's talking about he has this adult doll.
An adult doll.
That looks like his ex-wife. Which Kardashian is it again?
Khloe.
And the reason why is because he is for mental health.
Yeah, he's linking the need for this doll to his mental health.
Okay, got it.
And how important that is. Not just in today's time, but just, you know, from the beginning of time.
A sex doll that looks like your wife is about mental health?
For me, it would be. Yeah, for me, it would be. Yeah, I mean, it's sick, but I think we're all a little off, a little weird.
Dude, don't ever embrace your insanity.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, I thought the guy he's talking to was about to be like, yeah, man, that's a little off there. Like, maybe you shouldn't do that now. Wait, so the guy is going to be like, this is a good idea.
Yeah, he's all in on it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What?
Yeah, that's awesome. That sex doll, dude, does it look like her?
Yeah, they don't make it to look like her.
Oh.
I don't know who's more out there, Lamar Odom or the guy that's interviewing him.
So, he's hyping him up.
So the host of this We're Out of Time pod, it's a celebrity sobriety podcast. So I don't know if you knew that, but it is. It's this guy by the name of Richard Tate. And so is he helping Lamar Odom with his sobriety?
Maybe.
You might want to read this, who he's talking to. That's out there, man.
Many people, like us, were thrown off by all of this.
Wow.
So we are going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we found a couple of these posts. We sent them to Jason, our production director, and said, do whatever impression you want, just to point out. You know, in this situation, I don't know if the people on the internet are all out there for commenting on this. They might be 100% in the right for what they are about to say about Lamar Odom and his adult doll that looks like his ex-wife. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah. I am sure ready.
Had to stop this. I just can't. Dude keeps raising the bar crazy. What the f***?
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about the host of the podcast or Lamar Odom? Because I'm confused right now.
Yeah, they're both real out there.
This is the one instance in my entire life that I ever wished that I was a friend with the Kardashians, because I would love to know, like, what she truly thinks about this. Like, this is like, yo, this is really weird, don't you think?
I mean, I feel like the Kardashians, though, are very narcissistic, so she's probably fired up.
Well, for our resident narcissist, Sarah, I mean, I think even you would think this is a little strange if an ex had a doll that looked like you. And we're not knocking Cabbage Patch Kid dolls.
Yeah, I think it would be a little strange. But if the moment you say it's for the mental health, you can't really argue it.
I know, sometimes I want, it's just freely throwing out the mental health line, like hoping like that gives you a pass. I don't think it should give you a pass when you're making these kind of decisions.
I mean, are we just encouraging everyone with an ex-wife to go get an adult doll of said ex-wife for their mental health now?
Yes.
What are we doing?
This is his rehab expert. Of sorts. Did I hear that?
Yes.
Come on, a sex doll still obsessing over Khloe? Get a new expert! Like, am I missing some new form of therapy?
Yes, I think all of us are missing this new form of therapy by Richard Tate.
Is he a sexpert?
Oh my gosh. Well, I realize I would be more cool with it if he got the sex doll looking like her while they were still together.
Well, yeah, that's a tribute.
But then if they divorce, he could still keep it, I guess. No. You know?
Well, it depends on what the divorce lawyer has to say about that.
I mean, they are expensive.
What is even happening? This is all weird, and the interviewer is making it worse.
I agree. Like, I didn't understand how that interviewer was like, yeah, no, man, there's no need for you to apologize for this. This makes all the sense in the world.
He's just fanning the flames.
Yeah, that's a part that I think that confuses me more than the fact that Lamar Odom has this doll.
I don't know, but not speaking for me, but maybe he should have kept the sex doll thing to himself, just saying.
Oh, you shouldn't brag about that on podcasts and have everyone to consume. All right, we have one more comment about Lamar Odom.
He's probably going to cheat on that sex doll, too.
No. That's Dave Grohl's sex doll.
Oh.
You don't have to worry about that.
Ouch.
Too soon?
Ouch. Drummers in rehab and rainforest. Oh, my. Why are they all trending? We're going to tell you what's trending after Def Leppard.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you start making moves this morning, you're probably scrolling through your phone, realizing the world is a crazy place. There's so much happening. And knowing what is going down in the world of pop culture, that is a big task, Steve Miggs. So we're going to help out the Rockaholics by telling them what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Davidson has reportedly checked into rehab down in Florida for the second time this year. They're saying that he's in pretty bad shape. He had a brief romance and then a breakup with somebody that was on The Bachelor. Sarah, maybe you know this girl, Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Georgias.
Georgias.
Perfect.
Georgias?
Yes, she made it pretty far. And she was offered to be the next bachelorette, but declined.
Oh. Well, he's been struggling with mental health and substance abuse for quite some time. And recently kind of, I don't know, had some damaging effects on his relationship with Colin Jost. And there were some projects that were canceled like that. So hopefully he's in some good hands now and will come out better on the other side of it.
Yeah, I remember never being much of a fan. I saw his movie. It was the Staten Island movie that he did. And I was just so blown away by that. And I think it was like a little bit of like art imitating life and life imitating art. And it seems like the guy's had a tough go.
Yeah,
so I hope I hope that this is the last of his trips to rehab and things to turn around for the better for the dude. I don't know if you guys caught this. And I honestly thought this was like some kind of a joke that somebody took, like, you know, footage of our president and then put it on a backdrop that looked like he was in the rainforest. Did you see this by chance?
Yes.
So President Biden, he went and he accidentally became a meme and like a viral sensation yesterday because he visited the Amazon on Sunday. First of all, he thought he was going because of his Prime discounts. And then he realized, oh, no, just kidding. That's a dumb joke. Sorry. And he's got his aviators on. He's in like casual way. Like he's got like this makeshift podium. And then he's talking and then he's done talking. And he just like walks off into the sunset and goes through like the bushes at the Amazon, and people are just having a field day on social media about this just because it's just the strangest thing. Like it looks, honestly, it looks like he lost Survivor, and it's like the tribe has spoken, and he like sadly walks away with his aviator glasses on. One person even said on social media, said, and then he was never seen again. And then another poster wrote, why does it look like they just released the mother effer back into the wild?
So weird.
It was the weirdest thing. I'm like, what is going on? It looked like he was doing it in front of a green screen until he walked through the bushes. And I'm like, what is this?
Like deuces, Biden out. Primus is searching for a new drummer. Tim Alexander, otherwise known as Herb, has stepped down. He wants to focus on mental health and some healing. He said his heart just wasn't really in it anymore. So the band is accepting applications right now. They say that they're looking for someone well-mannered and affable. So that means Steve Miggs is officially not able to apply.
I'm one of the most affable people you know. Danny, what does affable mean?
My mind went dirty and I was like, yeah, you are.
I wasn't going to ask Sarah because I'm positive she doesn't know what it means.
I have no idea.
Do you have this, Steve? Do you have flashy chops,
yes,
groove, pocket, and the ability to listen, react, and contribute to the musical conversation?
By flashy chops, I could put my stick up in the air and open my mouth and go, as I play, like Animal from the Muppets. No, dude, I am not qualified for this job.
Oh, I think they're going to love your application.
I should do an application.
Yeah.
It would go in the trash so quick. I am not the drummer for them.
It would be fun to see.
I even saw Dave Abruzzese, the former drummer of Pearl Jam. I'm like, he put up a post. He goes, I love Primus, but can everybody please stop tagging me in this? I do not want to be in Primus. It's like such a random thing for him to be, you know, blown up for.
For sure. They're good friends with Tool, and Danny Carey is going to be filling in for a couple festivals coming up.
Just keep him. Tool doesn't do anything for like 5-6 years, typically.
He's got some time. Also, members that have performed with the with Holy Mackerel and the Frog Brigade are going to be joining the New Year's show. So
well, duh.
Yeah, of course. Well, maybe even the Fancy Band. Who knows?
That is crazy, though, like that. The drummer from Tool can easily do Primus and also do Tool. I mean, for a while, Matt Cameron was doing Soundgarden and Pearl Jam because Soundgarden wasn't touring a lot.
Yeah.
Do that.
I love it. I'm for it. I'm also for someone beating Steve. It's already happened once today. Can it happen again? He's got a record of 329 wins, 97 losses, and 56 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.